Hi guys, welcome back to Chat with Jemiah. Today we are going to discuss a topic called emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is a topic that most people are familiar with, especially teens. So today we are going to cover it so everyone can be familiar with this topic. The reason why teens are so familiar with emotional intelligence is because teens are dealing with peer pressure, stress, anxiety, and depression. And all these things revolve around having emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand your thoughts and emotions and someone else's thoughts and emotions. For example, a therapist is a good form of having good emotional intelligence because that type of job requires you to understand someone else's thoughts and emotions. However, guys, not many people have good emotional intelligence. Majority of people suffer from low emotional intelligence, which can negatively impact your mental and physical health and your relationships and friendships. People who have high emotional intelligence have good and mental, have good physical and mental health. They are self and socially aware, and they maintain good and healthy relationships. People are even saying that a person's emotional intelligence can be more important than their IQ, in some cases though, not all cases though. So we can assume that this emotional intelligence stuff is a big thing if it's more a person than a person's IQ. Another thing about emotional intelligence is that it can be similar to the Howard Gardner type of intelligence. Intrapersonal. Because both of these intelligence requires you to understand your thoughts and emotions. Well, and feelings. But guys, if you seriously lack good emotional intelligence, I'm asking you, please get some help. Please. This is a serious thing that can affect your well-being. You don't want to be in your teens and your 20s having gray hair looking like somebody's grandmother or father because you're stressing about stuff. But if you had emotional intelligence, your stress would be manageable. And this concludes today's podcast. I hope you all learned something new today. If you didn't, oh well.